Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Pastor Brooke Hartman. The scripture is Luke chapter 23, verses 26 through 56.
Pause for a moment and consider what the scene must have been like the day Jesus was crucified. What images come to mind? Who was there? Thanks to Luke's account, we have evidence of several persons and groups who were present for the crucifixion of Jesus. Let's take a look at who is there. First, there is Simon. Simon would have likely been Jewish. In Luke chapter 23, verse 26, it says that he was on his way in from the country. This tidbit of information allows us to assume that Simon has not been part of the events leading up to Jesus being crucified. He simply was at the right place at the right time, or the wrong place at the wrong time. He became part of the story of Jesus' crucifixion by carrying Jesus' cross. Luke tells us in the very next verse that a large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and waited for him. I wonder what that must have been like. Did the large number of people include those who did not know Jesus? Did they simply get caught up in the moment and want to know what all the fuss was about? And then there were those who were mourning. Can you see the scene? Jesus is obviously there too. We observe Jesus' actions in this reading, turning, speaking multiple times on his way to the cross and as he hung on the cross. Jesus' words include to one of the criminals being hanged at the same time, as well as to his father. We observe Jesus' last breath. What a journey it's been for Jesus. Talking about those being crucified with Jesus, there were two criminals, one on each side. One scoffed at Jesus like those who were crucifying him. Save you, save us. The other criminal seems to be very aware of his own guilt and recognizes Jesus for who he is. I wonder which criminal we would have related to more if we had been standing there. Luke tells us that the people stood watching and the rulers sneered at him. There seems to have been much yelling and taunting of our Savior. Can you sense the chaos of the moment? Then there were the soldiers mocking Jesus. They too called out to Jesus, chiding him to save himself. Were they simply doing a job, or was there more to this for them? If only we could interview him. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. What must it have been like to be present in that moment? Take a moment to pause and observe. Then we see and hear the centurion, a commander in the Roman military, as a witness to Jesus' crucifixion. The centurion responds with praise to God in these words, "Surely this was a righteous man." We observe the witnesses of the execution beating their breast, which was a sign of repentance, and then they went away. Those who knew him and followed him stood at a distance and watched. Joseph claims Jesus' body and buries him. The women follow Joseph and observe the tomb where Jesus is laid. They prepare for proper tending to the body after the Sabbath. What a crowd it was that day. So many observers of Jesus' death. We pause at the tomb, waiting. Waiting for what comes next. Yet pausing in the silence and the death is part of the journey. Don't move too quickly. Take time to observe what has happened and the finality of death, the price Jesus was willing to pay on behalf of us. The scene is chaotic and heavy. Linger here, observing as those who were present. Let us pray. Lord, our rock and our redeemer, we linger at the scene with those who were witness to your death. Maybe we scoff at the lack of awareness of who you are. Maybe we relate to those who mocked, questioned, and got caught up in the emotion of the scene. Maybe we mourn with those who knew you best. Maybe we are amazed at the truth of your identity. Maybe we desire for you to remember us. Thank you for the depths of your love for us. Forgive us for holding our gifts so loosely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.